Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, the Beepster's making the news this morning because he broke multiple records at Coachella. Or a lot of people are calling it Biebercella now because
as
he was like
should.
The biggest thing. He's the highest paid artist in the festival's history at $10 million. He brought in the highest ever ticket demand. His performance was the most Googled in Coachella history. He's already sold more merch than any other artist over Coachella's two weekends. His brand, Skylark, sold $5 million worth of product over the weekend, first weekend. And then the previous record for merch was $1.7 million. So he basically blew that out of the water with $5 million. I guess he's performing again Saturday night. Is that right?
Yeah, well, there's two weekends of Coachella. He'll first weekend and then second weekend.
Gotcha.
So, but the first weekend, I imagine, is the one that's going to set all the records or did set all the records.
I think he essentially blew out every record they had. I mean, it's the most streamed, the most watched, the most recorded. It was unbelievable.
Makes me so happy.
People
it has
enjoy
over
the
105 million views on YouTube.
Look at I love that. It.
I saw some pictures of him riding around on a scooter yesterday, and he just looks like a little homeless kid or something.
Like he's back on top of the world again, you mean?
He had like a ratty, dirty t-shirt on and these giant shorts, and he's just zipping around on a scooter. And they're like, if you didn't know it was Bieber, you'd be like, oh, that poor guy's down on his luck.
He keeps it humble. What do you mean?
He really does.
Like,
he does not look
is.
Like a multimillionaire.
And that's fashion right now. You were just talking about your daughter wearing the oversized sweatshirts. This is what it is.
I'm wearing a dirty t-shirt to work tomorrow. I'll tell you that much now. All right, get this. American Pie star, air quotes, Shannon Elizabeth is on the cusp of a new beginning. She just filed for divorce from her husband, and she announced that she's joining OnlyFans.
I love this
And her page goes live today.
Good for her.
Nobody knows how much she's going to show, but we've seen it.
Well, she's already showed it.
We've seen it.
But it's been a long time since you've seen it, and she
They're
deserves...
just a little lower now.
The black bar is a little...
she deserves so much, because Hollywood has trying to take everything from her, and I can totally relate to having other people decide your future. It sucks. So for her to take everything into her own hands and make the money and keep the money and be her own boss, way to get it, Shannon Elizabeth.
Who's deciding your future?
It's amazing. I'm just saying, when people are in talks of what your future looks like, and that's what she said, is she was so sick of people deciding what's going to happen to her that's why she did this, because she wanted to keep all the money.
I'm going to take my top off.
Well, they were telling her to take her top off anyway, but then they wanted to keep the money. So she's like, no, if I'm going to take my top off, give me those dollars then.
That's what she was saying. Got the divorce?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Not matter. I'm happy for her. I hope
she said this is a new chapter. It's about changing. It's about showing off a more sexy side that nobody has seen and being closer to my fans, is her quote.
Wait,
her.
That nobody has seen?
We've seen it.
I feel like that might have been my first movie that
you saw.
I think that might have been. Not a bad start.
Not a bad start. She's pretty.
She's beautiful.
I'm trying to think of my first nude scene in a movie.
Airplane?
I think it might have been Terminator.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Huh. Anyway. Katie, you going to join OnlyFans?
Oh, no. No. No, that's probably not the route that I'd go.
Probably a good idea.
You might make a fortune. You never know.
You know, like she absolutely has what it takes to be an OnlyFans model. So I say get it, Shannon.
Yeah.
Get you some money.
Go
What's
for
the
it.
Sports stuff?
This is a really cool story that dropped last night. Englewood residents and company Stomp Athletics was on Shark Tank last night, and they actually got a bid from Mr. Wonderful himself. So Stomp is a company of two guys that started a couple years ago because they're basketball fans. Katie, you'll love this. They are just humble guys that like to play basketball, like rec centers and things like that. And the lead man, who is named David Gonzalez, was saying he was slipping all over the court. And instead of licking your hand and then rubbing your shoes, which is what everybody does, everybody that has played basketball has licked their fingers and then rubbed it against their shoe to try to get some kind of grip. He's like, that's so unsanitary.
That would be my OnlyFans page, actually. Me licking my hands, rubbing my shoes. Please continue.
He created a mat that creates friction on your shoe and essentially gets all the dust and crap that is on the court off your shoe in a much cleaner way, and then gives you grip so you're not slipping all over the court.
Yay!
So those are, this is different. Those sell for hundreds and hundreds of dollars that go to like NBA companies and teams. This
yeah,
is
for we've the, had them at the high school when my son plays basketball.
This is for the everyday man that has it for himself. You can literally put it on the tongue of your shoe and just rub your foot against the tongue of your shoe.
How neat.
And it gets grit.
So it's small.
Yeah.
It's individual sales, yes. And so they went on Shark Tank yesterday, pitched their idea, and Mr. Wonderful himself gave them $50,000 for a 15% stake in the ownership. So
there you go.
I like that. I think you're going to start seeing these all around now. They said they already made $250,000 of revenue this year. And
good
so they're going to keep on going. And
I'm
going to
get
that.
Me some just for walking around the office.
Just get do it. You're not going to slip anywhere.
I'm not going to fall down ever.
Yeah, they're
ever
going for
again.
Like $15, dude. So
yay.
Why not?
Can they use this for the elderly?
I bet you could.
That's a good idea, actually.
I think I smell an expansion here.
I think so, too.
Into the Dr. Scholl's market.
Dude, hit them up right now. They are only going for basketball right now, so
ooh,
hit
really,
them up.
Really make
old
money.
Old people are falling for these.
65.
You can pair, it, with a, you can pair it with a life alert.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You, just in case.
Double
you can
package.
Press a button. Exactly.
David Gonzalez double. Is going to be like, what is going on?
We thought
get this
it
guy
out
on the
you.
Phone immediately. He's got to expand into old folks' homes.
So, yeah, that episode came out last night on Hulu. Go check it out. It's good, yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, how about that Sheriff, huh? Peyton Manning, he might be slinging food next. So word coming out of Littleton is that the sheriff's teamed up with the restaurant group to bring a new spot to the area of Santa Fe and Mineral. So it's called First Street Farms. It's 15,000 feet, square feet, and it's going to include an event venue, recreational space, and a football field. Oh, my God.
Of course
it is.
In
awesome.
The restaurant, they're going to have a football field. I don't even know how they're going to make this happen.
Who
but
cares?
I cannot
tell me they
wait.
Throw the food at you.
I hope so. Well, it looks a little classy, actually. They're really focusing on, like, farm-to-table type stuff. Again, First Street Farm, so it just sounds bougie, right? But the fact that they're going to be including a lot of different things, like they call it the resource area. So they're going to have all kinds of stuff within it. And I love that because, you know, up in Broomfield, Bender's is a lot like that. It's a restaurant with a hockey rink in it. We've been up
which
there quite
so
a few times.
Sweet.
Such a good spot, too. So this, I think, is along those same lines. And I love that Peyton Manning is going to be a part of it. Now, it's not 100% confirmed just yet. This is just what they proposed to the city of Littleton a couple days ago. So news came out that they asked to have that restaurant there at Santa Fe and Mineral. But
dude,
how
I so that's close to me. And I want to get over there and have him throw a chicken wing right into my mouth.
Yes.
Do it.
Well, and people were
hit me up, Peyton.
With the Manning Steaks and Spirits, because everyone was like, oh, yay, but that's not Peyton Manning. That's a completely different family.
Different family.
So now,
cousin.
Littleton.
Also very good restaurant, though.
Really good restaurant, but get ready, Littleton. It actually looks like it may happen. And then
I've seen Peyton Manning at my Starbucks out by my house. He wanders around my hood quite a bit.
You said you just see the sheriff driving around and stuff.
Well, he was in a, oddly enough, a Bronco when I saw him. And he had his big cup of coffee, and he winked at me again. He went, right, and he winked.
Does he do finger guns?
No, he's a winker. I told you, he winks a lot.
Oh.
He winked when he was here at the radio station.
Oh.
And I saw him. He looked at me right in the face, and he goes, and he winked, and he got some hand sanitizer, and he walked out.
Oh.
I was like, Sheriff!
Wait a minute, I just want to say hi. Okay, and then one more. New Chick-fil-A debuting in Denver. We've got a lot of them, so that's not really news. But this one is drive-through only, and they're also going to have a walk-up window. So this Chick-fil-A is going to be right around like 40th Avenue in Denver. And this is fun. This is fun.
I like this.
If you dress in a cow suit, you'll get a free entree.
Tell me more.
Or a free kids meal. So they say if you do go check out this new walk-up, drive-up Chick-fil-A, you see a bunch of people in cow suits.
Grab
don't
my
be alarmed.
Udders. Grab them.
Don't be alarmed. They're just getting free food. So.
Well, I found another thing for my OnlyFans page.
Here's your mile-high hype, Jared.
There you go, guys.
Make it weird.